We're learning the laws of Netilas Yadayim. The Mechaber discusses the order which we touched upon in the Talmud HaMenhagim a week ago. Mevarech Kodim Netila. Technically speaking, a person should need to make the bracha before the washing. After all, Shekol HaMitzvos Mevarech Aleihem Over La'asiyasim. Because this is the typical pattern that whenever we have a mitzvah at hand, we always make the bracha first. However, the Mechaber tells us, as we're familiar, that our custom is not to make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim until after we actually perform the washing. Mishum to pa'amim she'en yadam nikios, because sometimes our hands are not clean. And on this, the Be'er Halacha points out that it sounds like the only reason why a person should say the bracha after the washing is, as he says, because your hands are not clean. And he brings an opinion, which we do not hold like of the Beis Yosef, that in the event that you know for sure your hands are clean, then in fact you should make the bracha first, which is not what we do. We do not distinguish and make any differences between one time or the other. We always make the bracha after the washing. Then the Ramah tells us that gam yochol levarich aleihem kodim niguv. A person is allowed to make the bracha, and it's still connected to the washing, provided that it is done before one dries their hands. Shegam haniguv min hamitzvah, because the drying of one's hands, this process is also connected and part of the mitzvah, as we'll discuss why it's necessary to have dry hands. Umikri obalasyasan, and therefore it's as though you've actually still said the bracha before the conclusion of the action. V'im shachach levorech ad acher niguv. What happens, let's say a person just did not make the bracha, and they just completely finished drying their hands, there's really no action left. Nonetheless, the Ramah holds, mevorech acher kach. One is still allowed to say a bracha thereafter. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why we allow you to make a bracha, even though your hands have already been dried, is, and we don't compare this to other mitzvos, is as follows. Because when it comes to other mitzvos, we hold she'im lo berach mitchila shuv in mavarach acher kach. For example, when it comes to shaking Lulav and Esrog, a person makes the bracha, then you pick up the Lulav and Esrog. So let's say you already shook the Lulav and Esrog without making the bracha, so you already fulfilled the mitzvah. Therefore, since it already passed, which means you can no longer make the bracha because you already fulfilled it. However, when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, it's different. The Shani Hachatz here, different here, because we were never fit and able to make the bracha before the action of washing, mishum shepa'amim shein yadav nikios, as the Mechaber said, because we're not always having of clean hands. L'chein, therefore, af im kvar nigev yadav, even though you already have your hands dried, yuchel avarach od, you are still allowed to say the bracha. Im kvar berach hamotzi, but he says, Mishnah Berurah, that if you already said hamotzi, and at that point you did not say the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim, the poskim or the opinion, the shuv in mavarach al Netilas Yadayim. At that point, you lost your opportunity of making this bracha. Then he says that there are those who are even more strict, such as the Taz, that says that even at the time after you finish drying your hands, if you didn't make the bracha, you no longer have the ability to make the bracha. He says, we don't hold like that, as we just said, that just as long as you did not yet say Hamotzi, as the Ramah holds, a person is allowed to make the bracha al Netilas Yadayim, you call makom. The person should be very careful of this. And the Bir Halacha then discusses, well, why then is it the case that after you made Hamotzi that you can no longer say al Netilas Yadayim? He says, logic dictates it. He says in the name of the poskim, the acher birchas hamotzi shuv ein mavarech, the kasav tam, and the reason why is the ikar netil mishum achil, that the purpose of the washing is for eating. One of the reasons, as we said, for the eating of truma, so that you don't make it tameh, or for cleanliness reasons. And therefore, v'kivon dekfar hiskel echel, once you already began to eat, kfar ein shayach birchas al Netilas Yadayim, and therefore you lost the opportunity to make the bracha of al Netilas Yadayim.